West Valley City Police Chief Buzz Nielsen answered lingering questions about the do's and don'ts of dealing with law enforcement and general questions about the legal process, all with the case of Florida teen Trayvon Martin in mind. Martin was unarmed when he was shot in February, and his killer has not been arrested nor prosecuted for the act, claiming it was committed in self-defense. Speaking at the Law and Justice Center, Chief Nielsen told members of the NAACP board and the public, neighborhood watch programs are a great success nationwide, saying they're a great resource for law enforcement.
If we go the next day and find there's a robbery, we could go to the neighborhood watch and say, what did he look like? Give us something to work on and whatever. If you start being a vigilante, taking law into your own hands, we're in some serious trouble. We won't know who they are and who we are.
Nielsen says the public is demanding blood, but due process must run its course. But he adds if the same incident had happened in West Valley City, it might have been handled differently.
I know what we would do. It would be a homicide case, and we'd handle it as a homicide case, and our victim would be a homicide victim, and we'd be looking for suspects and putting a criminal case together.
The shooter, 28-year-old George Zimmerman, has been able to escape charges. Many, including attorney and NAACP board member Alan Balmano, says it was Florida's Stand Your Ground law that is responsible.
Trayvon's being chased. Under the Stand Your Ground law, does Trayvon have a duty to retreat, or can he stand his ground? He can stand his ground. Now he's become the aggressor. Does that mean that the other fellow can stand his ground and pull his gun out and shoot him? This law is upside down.
Utah has a similar law to Florida's. Proponents say making changes to it would only usurp Second Amendment rights. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.